We need to pick it up, Steve.
Sorry. A month on the boat has got me out of shape.
Carl glanced up at the sun. When it set, the temperature would plummet and they would likely freeze to death. Strange sounds echoed up from the ice. Carl stopped and listened. He turned to Steve, and their eyes met, just as a spiderweb of cracks shot out across the ice below Steve's feet.
Oh, shit.
Steve ran as hard as he could toward Carl and the untouched ice. For Carl, the scene was surreal. He felt himself run toward his friend and throw a rope from his belt. Steve just managed to catch the rope, a split second before the ice below him collapsed, forming a giant chasm. The rope instantly pulled tight, jerking Carl off his feet. He was going to follow Steve into the ice canyon. Carl scrambled to get his feet under him. Finally, the crampons beneath his boots bit into the ice, sending shards of ice at his face as he came to a halt. The rope pulled tight against the ledge.
Steve, hang on. I'm going to pull you up.
Don't!
What, are you crazy?
There's something down here. Lower me. Slowly.
Carl thought for a moment.
What is it?
Looks like a tunnel or a cave. It's got gray metal in it. It's blurry.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to let some slack out.
Carl let about 10 feet of rope out, and when he heard nothing from Steve, another 10 feet.
Stop!
The rope went slack.
I'm in!
What is it?
Not sure.
Carl crawled to the edge of the ice and looked over. Steve stuck his head out of the mouth of the cave.
I think it's some kind of cathedral. It's massive. There's writing on the walls. Symbols like nothing I've ever seen. I'm going to check it out.
Steve, don't! Damn it!
Steve had disappeared again. A few minutes passed. Was there another slight vibration? Carl listened closely. He stood up and took a step away from the edge. The ice behind him cracked. And then there were cracks everywhere and spreading quickly. He ran full speed toward the widening fissure. He jumped and almost made it to the other side. His hands caught on the ice ledge, and he dangled there. He watched the ice around him crumble and fall, and then the shard that held him broke free, and he was plummeting down into the abyss.